What a blessing this rain was. However, now we need to figure out wheat drilling. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the multi-county agronomist with K-State Research and Extension. I serve Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne counties in northwest Kansas. As we get into this first week of October, we need to start increasing our wheat seeding rates. This is to help make up for the reduced number of tillers and the less extensive secondary root system that the later planted wheat will have. For northwest Kansas, we recommend increasing your seeding rate by 10 pounds per week starting with the first week of October. This recommendation is based on starting with 50 to 60 pounds during the optimal wheat planting time of September 10th through the 30th. So for this first week of October, increase your seeding rate to 60 to 70 pounds per acre. So what does that equate to in seeds per acre? If we have wheat with 15,000 seeds per pound and you normally plant 60 pounds per acre, then you're planting roughly 900,000 seeds per acre. So if we increase that amount by 10 pounds, you will be then planting 1,050,000 seeds per acre on that first week of October. I have a table with the seeds per acre based on your seeds per pound and the pounds per acre that you're wanting to plant posted on the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. I generally use 15,000 seeds per pound in calculations when I don't know the exact number of seeds per pound that I have. I look through some historical data that I have collected from wheat samples, and the average over the last 3 years is 15,400 seeds per pound. However, if you are planting certified seed, the seeds per pound will be on the label for the wheat that you purchase. Finally, the highest seeding rates that we should go in western Kansas is 90 pounds for dryland and 120 pounds for irrigated. This is for no matter how late we are drilling wheat. You may also need to increase the seeding rates in no-till field situations with fresh, heavy residue. This is to ensure that there are enough seeds with good seed-to-soil contact. The situation that I'm probably the most worried about is with no-till going back into very fresh corn stalks. This is particularly because the residue is harder to cut through and it seems like we don't always have the greatest drilling conditions. For instance, damp residue that's harder to just get through and even harder to cut through. In this situation, I would increase your wheat seeding rate by 10 to 15 pounds to help account for those seeds that are not in the best soil situation and are caught in that corn residue. So let's recap. Be ready to start increasing your wheat seeding rates this week. This is to help to make up for the lack of tillering and the less secondary root system that our wheat will have if it's planted a little later. We recommend increasing your seeding rates by 10 pounds per week. This is to a maximum of 90 pounds of wheat on dry land and 120 pounds on irrigated. If you would like to know how this converts to seeds per acre, check out the chart that I have on the K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. Again, that's sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. If you have any other questions, please get a hold of me, Jeannie Falk Jones, at the K-State Sunflower District Extension offices in Sharon Springs, Goodland, or St. Francis, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also follow me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie.